Because not everybody is very social like Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you know, he is the glue that pull everybody together. So Big Fatty, hi Big Fatty, thank you, love you, and love you for what you're doing for this community. It is very sweet to see people from different walks of life come together.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It is very sweet to see Big Fatty come.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2913 of the BFO for right the 29th of March 2019. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to get to Miss Patty Bacon's e-letter. Yes, Miss Patty!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, refunders, Big Fatty, everybody listening wants a refund. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, if you paid for this, you could get a refund. But you know what? Big Fatty, we pay in other ways, not monetary, but it pains us. It pains us every day to listen to the little show. Well, you know, there's only, how many left? 87. 87. Yes, Big Fatty, please. Where our hopes are high. So that's not all that's high if you're out there with that R.C. Martinez. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have a celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, it's also falling on Mothering Sunday over there in the UK. Big Fatty, I know the Cheyenne is celebrating Mothering Sunday. Oh, I guess. But y'all, before we get to that, y'all, you know, yesterday was Alex Lefebvre's husband's celebration of exiting the birth canal, Brandon. And y'all, he sent me a little twitty. And y'all, he's quite the looker. I don't know if Alex Lefebvre called him or if he called Alex Lefebvre, but y'all, they're a power couple. Big Fatty, the power couple. Anyway, y'all, he thanked me for mentioning his celebration of exiting the birth canal on yesterday's little show, and he says he did indeed giggle. Big Fatty! But anyway, that's not why we're doing this today. Oh, yeah, and the other thing, y'all, he's been on the Twitty for 10 years, and he's only sent 21 tweets, and mine was one of them. Big Fatty! Can you cut back that much? I don't know. But y'all, on Sunday the 31st, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's one of the first little show people. Y'all, he doesn't do it nearly enough nowadays. But y'all, he's an integral part of the Pride 48 family. And y'all, he was the host. He was the host at Pride 48 in Nolens last year. Y'all, it is none other than Ching Chong Jalong. Big Fatty, we love John Ong, it's true. And John Ong, y'all, I've met him at the Good Days. I've met him where is that other place? Lost Wages and in Nolens. And y'all, he is just as sweet as he can be. Big Fat, except when he goes and eats those chicken feet. That's just, it's a vulgar. He might as well dip them in the mayonnaise. Well, that's probably true. So y'all, if you see John Ong on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Freddy, I hope DaBell makes sure John gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Freddy.
Happy birthday. Far to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Y'all, I've got lots of voice letters to get to, but if there's one thing I've learned over these years, you do not keep members of the Bacon family waiting, especially Miss Patty Bacon. Y'all, she's royalty. And y'all, I've received a missive from Miss Patty Bacon. The title is Say No to Drugs, Big Patty. It says, Ole, Big. You know, that's hello backwards. It says, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Niedrabah, North Dakota. Hey! Now, Big, I don't know if you know this, but some of my formative years were spent with Mother Bacon embracing the LDS faith. Y'all, I don't know what the LDS faith is. It was more like she was embracing a LDS man, and the cult membership followed. Anywho, as part of that, I was made to wear the special magical underwear. Y'all, I think that's the Mormons. They wear the magical underwear. But Big, the magical underwear was white. Whiter than white. Big, did I ever shart in it? No! No! Sharding in the special magical underwear. Y'all, LDS is the Latter-day Saints. Magical underwear was a big no! No! That's an automatic ticket to H-E double hockey sticks. Y'all, that's hell. There was also one other big no-no. I'll get to that in a second. But Big, you keep on talking about your sleep issues. Well, Big, you really need to stop using Princess Hanukkah's coupons. And y'all, that's spelled Q-U-P-O-N-S in the CBS Television City gift shop to buy those Whitman samplers, Big Fatty. But those Whitman samplers are full of caffeine. So stop eating Whitman, Big Fatty. That's vulgar. So that's another big LDS no-no. Caffeine. Caffeine is a drug. They even got Nancy Reagan to say no. Between us, Big, how those LDS people were so happy in the morning without coffee, I'll never know. But at least their special magical underwear was protected from any coffee shot emergencies. Oh, sugar crumbs? Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Oh, sugar crumbs. How could I forget? Ole, Poodle. Hey, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Hi, Patty. Big. As you are now in your closing 100 episodes, I got to thinking, how long have I been a listener? I thought maybe a year or two, but I looked back in the archives and I first e-lettered you in April of 2015. That's before years, Big. 4 years. Our anniversarium is the 2nd of April or 8th of April, if you count when we went all the way. Penny, you went all the way with Penny Bacon? Well, evidently, went all the way and the rest of the world heard me. 1880 was my first episode. I've been around more than 1,000 episodes. Wow. Toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for that missive. And it's always lovely to hear from a member of the Bacon family, and especially you and, you know, your cousin Kathy Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, she needs to call again soon. It's true. But I cannot believe we're coming out. Now, the 2nd of April is next to Tuesday. So if I can remember the anniversarium music, maybe I'll play it. Patty, don't plan on him playing it. He'll never remember. But anyway, and those Whitman samplers, I think you may be onto something. Patty, you know that Whitman tinker, he's always tinkering in the drugs. Well, I don't know about that, but he's certainly giving me the uppers instead of the downers. Patty. For his husband. I mean, the ivories, never mind, move forward. Anyway, y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, y'all didn't do a whole lot. I did do my evening nipple walk and watch some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I watched The Survivor. Don't forget, Sunday night, the Fair Driver and old Crooked Hat and I will be recording The Survivor's Ready, a little show over there at the Pride 48. And don't forget, also Sunday night at 8 p.m. in the evening, we'll have the State of the Station, and we're going to announce the reservation code, so you can go ahead and make your motel reservations for Pride 48 for August. But watch The Survivor, and y'all, I watch that new show, The Million Dollar Mile. It's okay. It's not particularly great, but it's okay. Y'all did have some trouble sleeping hump day night. Yes, Big Fatty, you were into those Whitman samplers. It's true. I was tinkering with the Whitman samplers, but y'all, I did finally fall asleep, and y'all slept late on Thursday morning. Got up, had my coffee and a little brufkus. Did my morning nipple walk. Got a share, and y'all. Then on Tuesday night, I called my CPA that's doing my taxes, saying, "Okay, now where are we on this, y'all?" I have just heard back from him, and y'all, I am getting refunds from federal and state. However, it's the federal is about $1,000 less than last year. Big Fatty. Well, anyway, but it's still a refund. Yes, Big Fatty, and the state's about the same. But y'all, y'all, it's sports ball. First day of sports ball for the Bay. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, that seemed awfully quick. Well, anyway, Big Fatty, you're going to just have to stop this music. We have got to announce Who won the social question contest? Do you really think we need to do that? Oh, Big Fatty, well, yes, we do. A hit stop.
It's Kathy and Peter's social question month.
Hello, Kathy Marshall, are you there?
I am there.
And this is That Peter G, and we are the curators. Is that the right word?
We're the sponsors. I think we're the so-so question desk, I think.
Yes, and we've done it now. This is the fourth year. Isn't that amazing? Four years have gone by.
I have a spreadsheet with all of the so-so questions that have ever been asked.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, could you read off how many were in previous years?
Oh, in previous years, let's see. In 2016, I believe we had 47.
Yeah.
And in 2017, it really got up there to 63. And in 2018, there were 58.
Yeah.
And this year, there are 51. So people are lagging in their mediocrity.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it is the Big Fatty Show. And, you know, people can only listen for so long, right?
But this is their last chance.
This is the last chance, the last so-so question month. And we're going to crown the winner from question 1 to question 51, although my question was 35. So if 35 comes up, that's ineligible. And I have your question as 28, Kathy. Is
that's
that right?
Correct. That's correct. And so we are ineligible, and I've sort of thought about making Martin ineligible because he asked the exact same question last year.
Is he the friend of Paul Chandler's?
Yes, he is the Shy Yeti's buddy, he asks the same question year after year.
But I don't think there was any rule about repeating a so-so question, so
no.
Maybe we just have to...
Maybe that even makes it more mediocre.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how it started, and just briefly before we do our drum roll, is that Kathy had called into Big Fatty one year, and he forgot to say, oh, Kathy, that was an excellent question. And so it snowballed from there, and we decided to do so-so question.
And we put it in February because it is pretty much the most mediocre month.
So-so-iest of all, yes. Okay. Kathy, do you have your random generator?
Yes, I do. I have my function ready.
All right. Drum roll, please.
Here we go. From 1 to 51, and the random number is 22.
22. That is, in my spreadsheet, that is Sam in the hinterlands. Do you agree with that, Kathy?
I agree with that. We have independently audited the answer here.
That's right. The answer is La La Land. No, wait. It's Sam in the Hinterlands. Okay. Well, Sam, that's a new person for me. I'm not sure I know who that is. Do we know who that is, Kathy?
I just know that she's in the Hinterlands.
All right. Well, Sam, if you're hearing this on the Big Fatty Show, send me, because it's my turn to send the so-so gift out. Send me your info to thatpeterg@gmail.com, and I will get that out to you. And thank you, everyone, for playing the final so-so question month.
Yes, thank you.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations to Sam in the Hinterlands, and a big thank you to the Haunt Cub for the totally original, never heard before bumper during So-So Question Month, and a huge thank you to Kathy Marshall and Peter G for their support of So-So Question Month for 4 years. Big fatty. And Sam, I apologize in advance for the prize. Y'all don't forget Pride 48, Sunday night at 8 p.m. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, John Ong. And John Ong, what a Big Fatty Shutterman caller say.
It is very sweet to see Big Fatty come.
Oh, Big Fatty, you have made John Ong vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.